What's up? This is Stansky. Gonna be watching some Sonic 2 speedrunning today. But I don't have much time to talk before the game gets started. We don't have any of that boot loading bullshit that newer consoles have. Just get ready to fucking go. Spin dash and off we go. Basically, I know at this point I am not getting 19. Right away, that first spin dash, I basically could tell you not getting 19. So the rest of the level, just going for 20, bounce off all these things, easy. Hold right, hold right, hold right. I don't do anything at this point. I am just holding right. Big jump at the end. Only reason I do that is just to show off. There's no other reason at all. It's much slower than doing the other way, but whatever. It looks cool, and I knew I had 20 locked in. As you can see, there's a huge bonus count up, so I'll have a lot of time to talk at the beginning of the run, but as the levels get a little bit longer as we go along, might not have as much time. Here we go, Emerald Hill 2. Again, pretty straightforward. Get the speed shoes. Jump's a little difficult. Not too bad. Get a little boost off those ramps there if you didn't notice. Go down here. Kind of screwed up here. Didn't mean to do that. But only cost me a second. I'm not going to restart for that bullshit. Here we go. Easiest fucking boss of all time. If anybody has ever died to this boss, you should just kill yourself right now. Because honestly, I've seen two-year-olds beat this boss. No joke. There's no challenge at all, no difficulty, but that's basically every boss in this game except for Death Egg. Apparently game designers at this day and age were just like, well, let's see how easy bosses we can make, and then last final boss, since they've had it so easy, we're just gonna fuck them in the ass as hard as we can, make it as hard as possible, and see how it goes. Now we're going into one of my favorite levels, Chem Plant. Awesome music. Most of the game is awesome music. Not sure what the fuck happened there. What is that bullshit? You can see him a little pissed off, trying to get as much speed as possible so I can make it here before these blocks fuck me over. You can see if I would have got there like a half second later, would have had to restart because I would have fallen down there. Block wouldn't have stopped me. Nice little jump there. Excellent timing required, I must say so myself. 23 was kind of bullshit. If you were watching the timer, you could see that it turned over to 23 at basically the last second, but what can you do? I'm not going to restart for 1 second. I mean, I figure if Mike89 out there, he can't get 23, then why the fuck should I bother even trying for 22 in a single segment speedrun? Here we got the most bullshit level of all time. Right here, fucks me over so much. You wouldn't believe how many times I've restarted in this fucking level. Looks like the easiest level in the world. You're watching this right now at home, you're going, what is he talking about? How is this so hard? You know what? This is the hardest fucking level in the game, bar none. I restart so much. And as you see, I screwed up a little bit there. It's not a big deal, though. It honestly pisses me off so much playing this level. Just watching it kind of pisses me off. Just that they would allow you to glitch out the game to take a route you're not supposed to, and that we would find it, and it would be very difficult to perform unless you have somebody playing as Tails. By the way, the computer is controlling Tails. I wish I could find someone that was good enough to control him, but if you've ever tried to play with him with your friends, you know, your friend just will always suck and get behind, and it's going to be computer controlled anyways, so. And here's some little mess ups here, because I'm not using a script at all. None of that bullshit. Yeah, there we go. Nice glitch at the end there. Good job, game designers. Way to go. Alright, Aquatic Ruin. This level's pretty straightforward. You get a lot of spin dashes at the beginning here. Get about 4 quick spin dashes. This is bullshit right there. I don't know how the fuck I didn't land on that log. I mean, seriously, like, there's no way in the world that I shouldn't have landed on that log. I've landed on that log 100 million times, doing it the exact same way, but somehow the game decides to fuck me over. Then, again, it tries to fuck me over. I get a 25, 26. That's not that good for that level at all. But, I mean, what can you do? Sometimes you just have to take what comes to you. Grab myself a beer here real quick. As many of you know, I enjoy a fine brew every now and again. Especially when playing Sonic, because it forces you. Here's my least favorite, second least favorite, because I already told you I hate fucking Chem Plant too, but I hate this level even more. Just at the beginning of the run. I mean, you know my least favorite level, Wing Fortress. Hit the fucking jump. Right there. Hit that jump. If I hit that every time, I would be a very happy man. The difficulty is, I hit that maybe 1 in 10 times, if that. I mean, sometimes what you're supposed to do there, you're always supposed to do a one button spin dash, i.e., you're only supposed to press the B button once, and so you won't get hit by him, but I was a douchebag and probably pressed him more than once. I do attempt to glitch this boss out. As you can see, I'm not hitting him at like the optimal time. You see, he was just about to push his hammer forward. I was actually pretty close to glitching him out that time. You can only hit him on one specific frame though, so I mean, I get it sometimes, but it's pretty much luck based. The end of the level, I always try to keep interesting for you guys, but I don't know. You guys should tell me, do you even pay attention to the end of the level? Because seriously, I just waste way too much time just sitting here, just bullshitting around at the end of the level, but I don't know what else I'd do. I seriously always jump on that fucking box right there instead of stopping in front of it, but as long as they don't fall down, it's fine. Just gotta stay on the top route. Key to Casino Nights, which, by the way, has the best music of all time, is top route. Just stay on the top. Stay up, stay up, stay up, stay up, stay up, stay up. Bullshit. Absolute bullshit right there. Fucking bullshit. I missed that by what, quarter of an inch? Game just likes to fuck me. Oh, there we go. Another nice glitch. Good job, guys. Tails is fucking in a ball, and I don't know what the fuck he's doing. Oh, and now he glitches me out. Good. Awesome. Now I'm rolling and I cannot get out of it. Like right now I'm mashing the jump button just for the hell of it and it's not doing anything. My favorite level of all time to speedrun, right here, in case you couldn't tell. My favorite thing about this level is when I first started speedrunning Sonic 2, I was talking to Nate in the Sonic 2 thread. Told him, oh Nate, I'm looking to beat some of your times. He was looking at beating Casino Nights too. He said, that is one of the levels I got so lucky on, I would not even bother trying to beat. His time, 110. Oh, that's bullshit right there, by the way. Sorry to get off track, but that was bullshit that I hit that. But his time for the level, 110. Wait till you check out what I got for this level. We'll see and compare. Not to be an asshole or anything, Nate. I have much respect for Nate. He's a great speedrunner. Great guy. But he just doesn't always have the optimal routes for some of these levels, and I have the advantage of watching tool-assisted speed runs and studying other people's runs that have helped me out, especially like Eridani, Mike89, all those guys, all the TASers, Nitsuja. Do you guys, I'm wondering, do you guys at home, do you say Tasers or TASers? I always wondered. Oh, and here's a awesome glitch. You can, this is the only end of the second act that you can look up on if you stand on top of that thing. Nobody's gonna notice that besides me, but whatever, I notice it. Beginning of this level, bullshit. I die a lot at the beginning of this level. Because as you can see, I was kind of nervous at the beginning right there. But it's so far behind me. That's the problem with doing this fucking audio commentary shit. Like, by the time I say what's going on, it's already gone. You know, I'm telling you, I'm gonna tell you right now, there's a glitch coming up. You might have seen it before. It's a nice little glitch, but by the time I talk about it, it's gone. I can't even say anything about it. The thing's already gone. So, I don't know. We'll try and keep it interesting for you guys, though. I'll have plenty of time to bullshit around when we by the time we get to Sky Chase. I mean, there's not much you can say about it. Oh, there we go. Right there. Obviously, in case you couldn't tell, I got fucked. I got fucked really hard in the ass. Lost 10 seconds just because Sonic came to a complete stop for no reason at all. I've never seen this happen before, ever. And I've played this level probably 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000 times. Never had that happen where I just stop at the end. Here's a nice little new route that was discovered, not really by myself, but I never really thought the top route was very good because it looks really slow. This whole level looks just slow and awful, but I mean, there's no way possible that you can speed up how it looks. It's just not gonna look good because these stupid timed elements, these rising platforms are based on time. Whatever time is there, you can't get there any sooner or else you'll just be waiting. You wanna just sit around and wait? You wanna sit see me wait? That's cool, but oh, that jump, by the way, is really hard. I don't know how the hell I hit it. That jump right there, nice blind jump. There's a lot of blind jumps and stuff like that in this game. I know a lot of you guys probably don't even notice it, but it's kind of difficult to judge where you're going when you have nothing to aim off of at all. Another joke of a boss battle. Here we go. Good job, Sonic. Oh, way to go. Way to get hit. I don't think I've ever gotten through that section without getting hit, which means that I am fucked whenever I try 100% runs, because at this point in the stage, I have no rings at all, because I had just gone through a checkpoint, gone through a special stage, no rings. So when I lose on the boss battle, I get fucked. Alright, Mystic Caves, this is called by Mike. Oh, that is such bullshit. How did... I don't even know what to say about that, because... I jumped at the correct... I put in the correct input, as was said in that one famous Mario thing. I put in the correct input. The output was just terrible. I don't know what the fuck that was. I got so pissed at this. You see, I never attempt that jump straight to that little vine thing like that, because a lot of times you'll die, and that's obviously not fun, but I was so pissed off at the beginning of this level that I tried. At this point, after Hilltop 1 and Mystic Caves 1, I was so pissed off, I was ready... I was really, really close to restarting. Like, especially right after that, missing that spin dash, really close to restarting. 40's pretty bad. It's like 5 seconds slow on this level. But especially when Mike89 calls this the easiest level in the world to speedrun, which I don't know where the fuck he got that from, but whatever. Here comes up Mystic Caves 2. This one is really easy to speedrun. There's nothing complicated about it at all. I mean, I could teach you probably in 45 minutes and get you down to 45 seconds, as long as you can mash the buttons decently, because there's nothing complicated at all about it. Just do a nice little spin dash here, nice little jump, spin dash, jump. That's all it is. Oh, that's kind of weird. Kind of weird little thing there. Nice little screen scrolling thing there. This boss battle is kind of bullshit. Just wait and see how fucked I get. Okay, jump, I hit him. Oh, wait, Tails already hit him and completely threw off my timing for the rest of the boss battle, which is awesome. Waste probably a second or two. I mean, not the biggest deal in the world, but still kind of pisses me off. Also, if you notice, if you're wondering how I jump on the cap every time, each zone has a different amount of steps that you have to take before you get to the cap, and I've pretty much memorized how many steps you take to get there, so I know how many... I know where I have to jump every time. And here's the most broken level in Sonic the Hedgehog. If you don't think it's broken, watch the tool-assisted speedrun of this, and you will see what happens. And you can see me just roll under that platform. Yeah, that's not supposed to happen. And if you don't believe it's hard, then you can go fuck yourself, because Mike89 will tell you how hard it is. Like, I'm sorry to keep quoting him, but he's the only authority that you guys have seen runs of. You've seen his runs for S3 and K, which I have to say are great runs. You should check them out if you haven't seen them. This jump right here, fucking gay, because you see that fan I just passed by? If I am slow at all in that section, that fan is just going to fuck me over. I don't know what the fuck that was. I think my roommate's yelling at me, because it's like 2:30 in the morning, having a beer. I think I have class tomorrow at 10 a.m., but you know what? I'm sacrificing for the cause. I don't know. Now that I said Oil Ocean 1 was so broken... I don't know why I said that, because watch how broken Oil Ocean 2 is, if you even notice the supersonic glitch, which apparently, like, whenever I show this run to people, they're like, oh, I didn't even notice that until, like, you pointed out that you're jumping super high. Yeah, can you not fucking notice that I'm going double the speed and I'm jumping twice as high? Like, I don't see how people can't notice that, but this level looks really smooth and really sweet, which is why I always show it to people, because, I mean, you basically are going so fast, and... then the boss battle is, it looks really difficult. It's not that difficult, but a lot of people can't do it. I don't know how the fuck I went all the way up there. Usually I don't, but I spin dash at the end there to get rid of the glitch. There's two ways to get rid of the glitch, to hit a spring or to spin dash out of it. I'm not going over the technical side of this too much, just because, I mean, you guys have read about it. If you really care, I mean, just ask me questions. I think you probably don't even give a fuck about, like, what I'm thinking at certain points of the run. Basically, I'm still just pissed off at this point. I mean, when I speedrun and I have a bad level, I'm pretty pissed off, and that happened twice. So, here's one of my favorite zones. Best... God, I keep saying everything's the best, but I really do like the music in this game. It's one of the best soundtracks, I have to say, out of any game out there. And I stopped a little bit there. I shouldn't have done that. It's kind of slow at the beginning so far. Yeah, fuck up there. I should have rolled down that slope, and wow, I got fucked over by that spring. Yeah, I'm getting kind of fucked in this level. This is all not user error, this is all of the game screwing me over, which, if anybody doesn't believe that Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is hard to speedrun, just try it yourself. That's all you have to do, because, I mean, you'll see how hard it is. It's not like you can just go through it and it's nice and easy. And yeah, I was so mad that I even attempted this glitch right here, which saves approximately 5 seconds. And that's only if I do that. There's 3 frames, and I don't know how I got hit there, but there's 3 frames to perform that on, and yeah, it's kind of difficult, and I probably shouldn't have done it, but I was really pissed off. The spin dash at the end is so fucking hard. I don't know how I, like, you see how I, like, went down the slope? Usually I just, like, skim over the top of it. I don't know how I went down it. 101's really good for that level, though. I mean, I'm really close to the end at this point, so. But the nice thing was, like I said, I was so pissed off, I wasn't even nervous. There was no part in the run. And yet, like, this is the same thing. Fucking Mikuma, I don't know how to say your name, Mike Uyama, Oyama, Uyama? I mean, what the fuck, can you explain that? We need like, syllables. I can't read that, I don't know what it is. But he was saying, oh, every time I've had a run, he's like, oh, Metropolis 2, that looks a little slow. No, it's not fucking slow, because I had to wait on that spike right there to be in the right position. Timed elements, get to know them, I have to wait for them, I don't care what happens at the beginning of the level. So, Mike, you can stop bitching about it, that's all I gotta say. Yeah, I'd also at this time like to make a shout out to all my good friends participating in the Shoot the Gun tournament, or whatever the fuck it's called. The Shmups, Shoot 'em Ups tournament. Thinking of Mike Uyama made me think of that, and him probably slaving at Darius Gaiden right now. Poor guy. Needs to play some more shmups. Shmups. Yeah, I mean, the rest of this level, pretty straightforward. I don't know. That was kind of a bad time. I really need to improve that individual level in the IL table. In case you haven't checked it out, don't watch that one, because it kind of sucks. The two that really suck are Metro 2 and Wing Fortress. So Wing Fortress can suck my dick though, so whatever. Level fucking sucks. Here we go. This is one of the biggest breaks in the game. Boom, right there. Through the level. People watch that. I show this run to people, just various friends when we're drunk, and like, hey, let's watch Stansky do a speedrun, blah blah blah. And they watch it and they're like, well, how is that a shortcut? You're just going down in the level. And I'm like, yeah, dimwit, like, I realized that. I have the level memorized. I mean, what do you think? Yeah, that was a terrible rip, because obviously I just ripped on myself by not being able to speak the English language, but whatever. This I do have to attempt, because this saves, like, I think 20 seconds, something like that. This was probably the whole reason that I was even doing a speedrun of this game again, even though I improved on a lot of the levels. In case you didn't know the history, which you probably do if you're watching this, I've done 3 speedruns of this game, and there was a speedrun done by Suzaku, something like that, and that was in 24 minutes. I did a run in 2002, followed by a run in 1854, and then this run in 1812. And I've also concentrated a lot on the IDL table, but I'm getting a lot better at doing regular runs of this game. This boss battle, it looks really difficult, but it's really pretty simple. Once you get it down, just don't lose. The key to that boss battle, don't lose your fucking rings. Do not lose your ring. If you lose your ring, I can't help you. I mean, there's nothing you can do. You're just kind of fucked in the ass if you lose your ring. So, that's the key. And you can see, I'm not controlling Tails right there, by the way. That's the game doing that. Just trying to get there and failing. Oh, this is the biggest bullshit level of all time. This reminds me of why I don't want to speedrun Super Mario Bros. 3 right here, because if the whole game was like this, I'd just shoot myself. You can see I'm trying to keep a rolling combo. This next enemy will be worth 1,000. If you don't leave the ground, you keep your combo up, and I've got the maximums. I've got most of the score records at the Sonic Center, and this level included, but this is not the best run of all time in this level. And yeah, good job. Way to get hit. I get hit like 5 times in this level. You have to understand, like, when I was doing this run, I had been planning on, like, practicing for probably, like, a week and then trying a run. I practiced for 2 days, I think, after doing a bunch of ILs, individual levels, and then I just... Oh, I got hit again. Good job. Grabbed the ring, though, so it's okay. Yeah, I basically am just, like, sleeping at this point when I'm doing my run, but... Yeah, I was practicing for 2 days, and then I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna try a run and see how I do. And I did pretty well, obviously, because I got past Chem Plant 2, which never happens, so I'm sure all of you speedrunners out there can relate to that feeling of just restarting at the same stage over and over and over again thousands of times. You can see there's a nice glitch there where spin dashing and not going anywhere, and then I'm showing like that it was a glitch. But again, these are little things that I would notice. You guys probably wouldn't notice. There's if you sat down with me, I could show you so many little glitches that nobody would really notice happening. Yeah, I'm still sleeping at this point. This is boring as fuck. But I got it. Now, mentally, right now, I'm starting to get prepared for Wing Fortress, because this level, I gotta tell you, this is just pure memorization based. This is, I have to let my reflexes do it for me. I cannot think in this level. If I do, I will get fucked, because this is literally the hardest part of the run coming up right here. It's just really difficult to do these jumps that are coming up. Spin dashes at the beginning are pretty easy, though. I mean, spin dash here, not that difficult. Spin dash, spin dash. All right, here we go. Comes fast. Jump, jump, jump. Looks so simple. How simple? I mean, you watching at home, do you think that's really simple? Because it looks pretty simple to me, but you wouldn't believe how many runs I've lost. Really good runs that I've lost right there. Basically, that's the last barrier to a run. I have no chance of dying after that, because I've played Death Egg so much, I'm not going to fucking die on him anymore. I mean, I guess technically I could die on Metal Sonic, because I could get the fucking infinite Metal Sonic glitch, which is the biggest bullshit glitch of all time, but it's an okay run of this level, though, don't you think? I mean, it's not the best, but I don't remember. How's my boss battle in this? Let's see. Oh, I thought I missed. 3 hits, 4. Come on, get 5 in. 6. Aw, I only got 5. That's not bad, though. Wow, why did I fall off? Oh, I don't remember falling off like that. That kind of sucks. And I'm trying to scroll the screen down so I can fit. You see it went invisible for a second, so I could fit through there. But it's pretty easy to do, but it's not easy to land in the correct section. So I sometimes just try it for shits and giggles, not really expecting to land it. Now we have another boring cutscene. This is why I hate modern video games. You gotta watch this bullshit. You know those old school games, you could just sit there and the only thing you had to wait on was the bonus count-ups. Those were the days right there. None of that loading screen, any of that stuff. I can't wait through that. I can't wait through reading text. Just makes me feel like I don't even want to play video games or something like that. So I think I'll have a drink of my brew. Nice Labatt's Blue. You guys can rip on me for my shitty taste in beer, but whatever, I'm a college student. How can you blame me? Alright, Death Egg, last chance to die. But I'm probably not going to, since you're watching this run. Yeah, simple. I don't know what the fuck to say at this point, because, I mean, this whole boss battle is pretty fucking simple. There's nothing really to it. Right there, boom, boom, spin dash, spin dash, spin dash, spin dash. I'm mashing buttons, mashing them. Mashing as fast as I can. Just mash, mash, mash. Mash, 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 mash. And, yeah, then we got this section. I mean, I could technically die right here, I guess, but, it's probably not gonna happen. If I'm this far in a run, and I really wanted this run to be good, then, yeah, it's not gonna happen. I urge you all to check out my newest Death Egg run, 12 hits on Death Egg. I'm very proud of it still. Yeah, there we go, 12th hit. Boom, boom, spin dash, 51, 51, 51, got it. Alright, that's the ending. Hope you enjoyed this audio commentary. I know it's kind of rushed, but the whole game, I mean, when you're watching this game, isn't it all kind of rushed when I'm doing a speedrun of it? I mean, I really don't have time to talk about anything, but I really should have just talked about a random topic, picked out of the blue, maybe some politics, religion, talked to you about how much George Bush sucks God's cock, something like that. I don't know. But anyways, peace out, Stansky.